SOP number 54.
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome to episode number 54 of the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. It's the official podcast of theschoolofpodcasting.com. I'm your host, Dave Jackson. Thank you very much for tuning in. If you'd like to contact me, simply send me an email to schoolofpodcasting@gmail.com. Or you can call it in toll-free, 888-563-3228. On the show today, we're going to talk about, as I've been talking about in the past, I'm going to be talking at the Expo very, very soon, about planning your podcast. So I've been kind of doing some research behind the scenes for this presentation, and I'm going to let you in on some of this ahead of time. And that is basically, let me click my mouse here. Been tracking the last 7 podcasts that I've recorded for myself or other people, things of that nature. And I've also then monitored exactly how much time it's taking to produce that. And a lot of this time, I used to not even count things like getting your studio set up if it's not, or researching stories, or getting your show notes ready, or things like that. You know, show prep. Show prep is part of producing your podcast. So I started that. And then, you know, a lot of times you're like, okay, the show's done. Well, the show's really not done until you've uploaded your file, you've done your show notes, and posted it, and it's now live on the internet. That's when I stopped the clock and went, yep, I'm done. People can see it. So, just to give you an idea here, I thought I would go down the list. And, for example, I had a 19-minute podcast that took 45 minutes. I had a 5-minute podcast that took 13 minutes. I had a 9-minute podcast that took a half hour. I had a 22-minute podcast that took 2 hours. I had a 48-minute podcast that took 4 hours to produce. And you're like, now wait a minute, how can it be 4 hours? Things, especially interviews, can take up a huge amount of time to produce if you're going to go through and edit out the ums, the you knows, the questions. You know, especially, I can't play. If I interview somebody for an hour and my show is 20 minutes, you know, it's going to be a three-parter or something's got to go. So that required some editing. I also do, in some cases, almost like a skit. I'll take a person's story and put sound effects behind it and things like that. Those little things add up for time, especially when you're like, oh, I need the sound of a blizzard. And you hit the internet and you start searching for, you know, a free WAV file that's, you know, legal for you to use. That takes up time. All these little things that you never think about, you know, I had the stopwatch running. I did a 15-minute podcast that took an hour. If I remember right, that was a news-based podcast, and it was a slow news day, so I had to go looking for news, and then I believe when I went to upload it, there was something wrong with a server. So things of that nature, that it's not always just the recording of the podcast, it's the uploading it, things of that nature. And my very last podcast I just did was 52 minutes long, and it took me an hour and 35 minutes. So I put these down together. That's an average of 24-minute podcast takes 91 minutes. More importantly, if you were to round that up, that's it's like 3.74, something of that nature. So basically, you can say anywhere between for 1 minute of podcast, you're going to spend somewhere between 3 and 4 minutes, at least how I do my podcast. Obviously, that's just from my data, and that's only from the last 7 podcasts. You're like, okay, well, that's almost fascinating, Dave, but what's the big deal? Why are you explaining this? Well, sometimes we get so wrapped up and so much fun, and you're like, hey, this is fun. I'm going to start another podcast and another podcast and another podcast. So if you think about it, if we go with the 3-to-1 or 4-to-1 ratio, for every hour of podcasting you're doing, you're spending 4 hours of your day or week, if it's a weekly podcast, creating a podcast. So if you do 3 podcasts, that's 12 hours for an hour podcast. Obviously, if you're doing a 15-minute podcast, you know, it's an hour, you know. But basically, let's look at it a 4-to-1. So I say that because I have found myself in that position. I believe I'm going to pod fade one of my podcasts. I have one called Best of the Worst Podcast. And I haven't put out a show in a long time. And it's quite simply because I don't have the time. And as I start and I work with new podcasters, it's very exciting. It's still exciting to me right now to be talking to you right there. You with the earbuds listening at work. I'm excited that you're listening to me right now and that you're allowing me to share some insights with you. And I'm hoping that you're going to email me back or call me back and we can converse via podcasting. That's very exciting to me. But in this case, this particular podcast was created on a dare, actually, to be honest with you. And it's just takes a lot of show prep to produce the kind of show I want for that show. So I say that because when you first start podcasting, I got to stay on topic here. When I first get on podcasting, it's exciting and you want to jump on board. Realize, though, before you go saying, I'm going to start a second podcast or a third podcast, if you're going to keep your content level up, keep in mind that 4-to-1 rule, that for every 1 minute of podcast that you produce, you're going to spend 4 minutes researching it, recording it, editing it, uploading it. Uploading especially, in some cases, can be very, very, very slow. So keep that in mind. Don't jump off the deep end when you're ready to, if you want to do a second podcast. And keep in mind then that what may happen in some cases is you spread yourself so thin that you start mailing in, oh, well, this will be good, or this is good enough, and things like that for your podcast. So then your content starts to suffer. So be aware of that. Basically, I guess that would be the summary of that. Be aware of starting a second and third podcast. It's fun, exciting. It sounds like a really great idea. And it's much like have you ever been on a bowling league? That's probably the best analogy I can come up with. Bowling leagues sound like fun. I've been on 2. I will never be on another bowling league. I don't care who is on my team. Because they're always about 13 weeks longer than you think they should be. And I like bowling. I haven't been in a while, but I always enjoyed bowling. I'm not awesome at it, but it was a good time to hang out with friends and things like that. And for about the first month, you're like, man, this is great. And after about the second month, you're like, is this over yet? And they're like, nope, we've got another 10 weeks. And you're like, ugh. So don't fall into the bowling league trap with podcasting. So that's what all we're going to talk about today. We have no last 5 and 5 because no one sent one in. We could be playing your promo right now. We could be talking about your podcast. Now, what's the last 5 and 5? Very simple. You can call it in. You can type it in. If you're going to call it in, 888-563-3228. Or you can email me at schoolpodcasting@gmail.com. And all it is if I called you right now, what would be the last 5 podcasts that you listened to? Not so much what are your favorite 5 podcasts. What were the last 5 that you listened to? So thank you very much. And as always, feel free to stop by theschoolofpodcasting.com. If you're a brand new podcaster, we've got hundreds of resources. We've got hours of tutorials for you to help you get going in the right direction. If you're an experienced podcaster, we have hundreds of tutorials and insights to help you get to the next level in podcasting. And like I mentioned, I will be at the Podcasting Expo in Ontario, California. I'm talking on Friday. And if you just can't get enough Dave, check out Today in Podcasting. That is a show that I co-host with Rob Walsh from Podcast 411 and Gary Leland from the Podcast Pickle. In fact, he started picklenews.com if you're looking to stick up with the latest in podcasting news. Check that out. And that's going to do it. I'm going to get out the door here. Thank you very much for tuning in. I always like to keep these short. And until we meet again, class dismissed.